Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Hunter and I'm standing outside Elevated Wine and Spirits with a stunning view of the mountain. It's an intimate and highly personalized shop filled with all types of wines, spirits, and lots of local ciders from here in the Hudson Valley. In only a few months since opening, it's already put itself on the map by being known for its abundance of different natural and biodynamic wines. You can find it located on the stretch between the village of Tannersville and Scribner's Catskill Lodge, and right next door to the Hunter Mountain Brewery. I'm here to pay a visit with Kaylee and Mark, who collaborate on managing the shop and choosing its offerings while putting their own unique touch on the design and decor. Born and raised right here in the Catskills, Kaylee is an artist and now an enthusiastic shopkeeper. Mark is a longtime food and drinks aficionado, having worked in restaurants for many years. Together they live in nearby Jewett, and besides running Elevated Wine and Spirits, they can also be found at other favorite local places. You might catch Kaylee in nearby Big Indian at the new boutique hotel Urban Cowboy. There she brings her creative talents to everything from serving her own kombucha, whether it's on tap or making kombucha cocktails, to assembling foraged floral bouquets throughout the property and also for special occasions. Meanwhile, you might have a Mark sighting, or two, or three, down in Woodstock, where he leads the cocktail program at Sylvia, a dinner spot known for its wood-fired grill and farm-fresh ingredients. And whether you're a novice or a longtime dabbler, back at Elevated Wine and Spirits, Kaylee and Mark can't help but share their passion for trying new bottles. They make the diverse world of wine really accessible and the experience truly enjoyable. Come with me as I go inside.
Hi, I'm Mark, and we're here today at Elevated Wine and Spirits.
Hello, I am Kaylee, and I am also here at Elevated Wine and Spirits.
I love wine, but I always feel like I don't know a lot about wine. I don't know how to choose, but I always want to drink it. What do you tell someone like me?
Well, I think one of the things that I really love about our store is that there's a little bit of something for everyone, right? Like, we have some super delicious, like, traditional wines that, like, might be more approachable, that, like, you've seen before and you feel comfortable. Like, I think when people walk into a wine store, they don't want to feel intimidated. They want to see something that feels familiar. So we make sure to kind of stock the shelves with a lot of stuff like that, but then we also have things that are very much off the beaten path. So I find that, like, being in a small town, you start to get regulars and you start to get to know people. And even though for the past couple of years they've been reaching for a bottle of Cabernet, you get in conversation with them and you can start to, like, earn their trust a little bit. I don't know, I just love seeing people expand their horizons. But I think that in order to do that, you really have to sort of start the conversation with people and meet them where they're at.
I like the off the beaten path wine. So can you show me a couple of those?
So for example, we have this Encavale, which is a Zinfandel from Method Sauvage. They're a natural wine producer in California. And Zinfandels are often known to be, like, more heavy hitting and kind of full body, like, punch you in the face sort of wines. This is not that. This is made in a very, like, juicy and kind of, like, uplifting manner. So it's kind of like, sometimes when you speak about wine, like, the French will refer to it as, like, glue, like, gluggable, crushable. Like, you just kind of want to be sitting by the pool in the summer and, like, kick back a glass of something, like a rosé, for example. You would never typically think of Zinfandel as, like, a crushable wine that you're just going to, like, throw back like rosé, if that makes sense. But this Encavale is just like one of those wines that really surprised me. Like if you blind tasted me on this, I would say maybe it was like closer to a Gamay from Beaujolais than it is a Zinfandel. So I'm always really surprised by these wines that just kind of throw me off. One thing that's important to mention about the store is, like, I like to say that when you walk in here, so many of our wines are organic now. Like, sure, again, we have some of the more traditional offerings as well, but like on this shelf that we're looking at, I don't know, I would say 2/3 of these wines are organic. So I like to tell people when they come in, I like to say, so many of these wines are organic. They don't all say it. That's why we have these great shelf talkers that, as you can see, identify whether or not they're organic, they're natural. But I think that sometimes people, like when they look for an organic wine, they want to see it right on the label, right? So we have like the Bonterra made with organic grapes. But all of these wines over here are also organic. So that's the other thing that makes like the customer experience like so crucial.
One thing I love about coming into the store is seeing all of the different wine labels, and I love the graphic design, and there's so many here that seem so contemporary. Is there something going on in the wine industry?
There's a lot of creative people in the winemaking world. There's a lot of artists that are turned winemakers, and I think that like a label is such a beautiful opportunity to like not only sell your product, but also just like show who you are and what you're about. And it's so visual. Like a wine label is so visual. Why not make it into something that's so beautiful?
And as I look around your store, I also see these this amazing collection of postcards, vintage postcards. And I want to hear about that.
Yeah, we have a lot of postcards in the store. I really like postcards in general. And in the Catskills, it's interesting because there are just a ton of postcards of the Catskills going back over 100 years at this point. And a lot of them reflect the fact that like the real golden age of the Catskills was almost 100 years ago, or was over 100 years ago in some parts of the Catskills. And so you get these like really interesting postcards that are on the one hand just purely aesthetically, like visually beautiful. They've just got great colors and they're really detailed. But then there's also all these places that, you know, are still here. A lot of them are of natural landscapes that still exist right now.
Well, I love seeing the juxtaposition of the postcards with the wine labels. It's like a mini sort of visual exhibition. Then they go beautifully hand in hand. I do love these like handwritten, you called them shelf talkers. Yeah. I love these little stories. Some of them are written on the postcards about some of the wines, and so much to learn. It's like being in a bookstore. It reminds me of getting the staff recommendations in bookstores, which I always appreciate and love.
Yeah, that's what we were going for. I mean, I think something that's kind of weird about wine that makes it different than a lot of other things you'd buy is that, you know, you're buying something that can be $20, $30, $40 or more, but sometimes with these really beautiful labels, you also end up with zero information about what you're actually buying. So sometimes, you know, you don't even get the grape, the varietal on the label. You just get like a cool pattern, and it's great to be attracted to that. But also it's nice to like have some better knowledge about what you're buying and just also not depend on somebody who happens to be in the store who's tasted it. Mm-hmm. Like it's good to be able to read it and do it on your own, you know, pace and look around the store and find something that really speaks to you.
And how did the two of you get into wine? What's your background or connection to wine and spirits?
Well, I've been working in restaurants since I was like 21. And so a lot of those restaurants had pretty good wine lists. Yeah, wine has always been something that is just like very, I think of it as luxurious and approachable. Like you can get a nice bottle of wine and whatever nice ends up meaning to you and really just like have a different kind of experience because of it.
I've always been really drawn to like beverages just in general, like both as a consumer and also as a maker. I started making kombucha a couple of years ago, and that really kind of opened me up to the world of fermentation in a way that like I hadn't really considered before. I feel like it's just kind of been a journey of fermentation for me, and suddenly now I've landed in wine and I'm just so psyched about it.
Do you have any local recommendations that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, so one recommendation that I would like to make, the Phoenix Web Collective. So it's based in Hunter, right on Main Street, and basically it's a free store. So you walk in there and you can get food. You know, they have food, they have clothing, they have art supply, and the folks that are running it offer different workshops, and they have like little mini gallery spaces. Everything is donated or created by like local artists. The person who runs it, her name is Marilla. She's a wonderful artist of many mediums. So she really just kind of, I think, attracts like-minded people that just want to create for the greater good.
That's a great recommendation and something I actually didn't know about here in Hunter. Well, thank you, Kaylee and Mark, for welcoming us to your corner of the Catskills. We'll see you next time in Hunter.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at roundtoprecommends or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.